Hey, welcome to Hope City's podcast. We're so excited that you chose to listen to us, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
Last week, as a church, we have a vision that we're chasing after, and our vision is to love God and love people, and that vision comes straight out of Bible. The Bible says, first, to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second commandment is just as equal to love your neighbor as yourself. And that's what we're chasing after here at Hope City. We get to spend the next few weeks talking about our mission. So then our mission is, how do we get there? How do we get to a vision of loving God and loving people well? And Hope City, it wants to be a community that provides an atmosphere where people are fully loved, safe to heal, and equipped to make a difference. And over the next few weeks, we're going to break down each one of those ideas. And today we're talking about what it looks like to be fully loved. This is something that we are passionate about. We're passionate that this will be a church, this will be a people who is fully loved and fully loves others. Right. And I think this statement, when we think about fully loved, we can often get like a one-sided view of what it means for Hope City to create an atmosphere where people are fully loved. And today I want to spend some time digging into what it means to have a culture where we are truly fully loved. I think we can get in our heads about, fully loved means that I'm accepting everyone that walks in the doors. Absolutely. But that's not all. I think that we can get in our mind that fully loved means that Father God fully loves me. That's true, but that's not all. Today we're going to talk about what it looks like to be fully loved and what that means in our mission statement. I want to start off with our first point, which is that we are fully loved by God. John 3:16 and 17 says this, for God so loved the world. Everybody say, so loved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. God so loved the world. Let's pause there for a minute. Let's take that in. I love that Pastor Paula paused during our worship set and said, let's just stay here for a minute. I don't think that we do that enough. I don't think that we pause often enough to just take in the fact that God so loves you. Pause long enough to say, God, what do you want to say to me? We get going so fast that we forget to pause. We forget to breathe. God so loved the world right where it was. He didn't say, I love you, but here's a list of things that you need to do before I'm ready to send my son to save you. He so loved the world that he sent Jesus right into the mess of humanity. He loved us too much to let us stay where we were. Too much to not spend eternity with us. Too much to leave us here without hope. It's through that lens, through a lens of God so loving us, that we look at every other angle of creating an atmosphere where people are fully loved. We have to first understand that we are fully loved by God. Because if we don't understand that we're fully loved by a Father who so loved us that he was willing to do anything to make sure that we had access to him, if we don't first understand that, there's no way for us to fully love the people around us. We have to first understand that right where we are, right how you are fully loved. And it's out of that love and understanding that love and experiencing that love and walking in that love that you're able to fully love each other. Dallas Willard explains in it this way. He says, love is not a faucet to be turned on or off at will. God himself doesn't just love me or love you. He is love. He is creative will for all that is good. That is his identity. And explains why he loves individuals even when he's not pleased with them. Love is not a faucet that can be turned on or off. Isn't that how we treat it so often? So often, we treat love like a faucet. And as long as you are doing X, Y, and Z, the faucet's on. But if you cross that boundary, if you cross that line, if you go too far, my love for you turns off. That's not the way that God loves. It says he is love. His identity is love. And it's through that lens, through looking at it, that love that way, that the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 5, 1 through 2. He said, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Be imitators of God. God's love isn't like a faucet that we turn on or off. God's love is constant. It is there. It doesn't waver. And we're called to be imitators of him. So what does that mean for the way that we love? When we understand how fully loved by God we are, then we are able to fully love each other. That's what he means when he said, be imitators of God as beloved children. He means that the same love that you see the Father extending to you, love that way. Not like the faucet that gets turned on and off. That means every single person who comes into contact with Hope City. And before you start thinking that you're off the hook as soon as you walk out these doors, let me remind you who Hope City is. You are Hope City. That means that wherever you go, Hope City goes. Whoever you talk to, Hope City talks to. So, any person who comes into contact with Hope City, that's you, gets to be fully loved. We take this mission outside of these four walls. Right. Fully loved looks like your workplace. Fully loved looks like your neighborhood. Fully loved looks like your family. Yeah. And let's be honest for just a minute. Sometimes we're way better at fully loving strangers than we are the people we're closest to. The people that you know and that you're closest to, you get to see their dirty up close and personal. The people that you know and are closest to, they get to see your dirty up close and personal. And all of a sudden, loving gets just a little bit more challenging. Yeah. Pastor Sharif, how am I supposed to love them? Do you see the way they're acting? Do you hear the things they're saying? Do you see the way they treat people? How am I supposed to love that? I hear you. Trust me when I say I hear you. This is a real life question, right? How am I supposed to love these people when they keep acting like this? I'm going to give you an answer. Get out your notepads. Open the notes app in your phone. Write this down. We focus on and celebrate the good that we see. Because good nourishes love. When we focus on good, love is able to grow. Paul preached this too. He was on a roll. He was talking to the Philippian church. And in Philippians 4:8, he said this. He said, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise." It's almost impossible to love when you're thinking about the bad, when you're thinking about all of the ways that someone has let you down, when you're thinking about all the ways that they've messed up, that they keep messing up. It's almost impossible for love to flourish, for it to grow. But if you think on the good, the admirable, the lovely, the pure, think about, and sometimes it's work. Let's just call it what it is. Sometimes to find the pure and the admirable and the lovely is work. But when we focus on those things, love is able to grow. Love is nourished. So challenge number one from me today. How well are you loving the people whose dirty you can see? How well are you loving the people whose dirty you can see? Are you being an accurate representation of the love that Father God has shown to you? Of the grace that Father God has shown to you? Is your love a faucet of conditions? If we're going to be a church that fully loves and that is fully loved, we have to understand that we are fully loved by God. And then we have to learn how to, in practice, fully loving each other so that we can establish a culture that fully loves our world. Get your toes back, because here I go. First, I want to go back to the verse that we started with, John 3:16 and 17. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." God could not imagine the idea of his people living for eternity without him. He was willing to do anything to make sure that his people did not live for eternity without him. Are you? Are you willing to do anything to make sure that the people you love don't experience eternity without Jesus? Guys, there are people in your circles. There are people in your communities, in your neighborhoods, in your city, in your state, in your nation, in your world that are not going to spend eternity with the creator of the universe. Are you okay with that? People that you love are going to hell. That's where they're headed. Because they don't have a relationship with the creator of the universe. Are you okay with that? I absolutely love that we have created a culture and an atmosphere here at Hope City where people are all in. I love that people are excited about Growth Track and they're excited to start serving. And they're excited to be all in and to represent Hope City so well. But I have to tell you, Last week, when we had our Red Shirt Sunday, where all the people from the Dream Team, people who have gone through Growth Track and are actively serving at Hope City, wore their red shirts, I looked out and I saw a really unbalanced red shirt ratio. There was a sea of red in this place last week, which I want to celebrate. I want to thank you for. I'm really excited about the sea of red that I saw. But where were the ones you love? Where were the ones that need the gospel message? Where were the ones that are lost and wandering and desperate for a savior? When I looked out last week at our birthday party, which was an incredible opportunity for us to invite people, we had free Kona ice, we had balloons, it was a party in here. And when I looked out, I saw a lot of red, but I didn't see a lot of people who were desperate for the message of Jesus Christ. Guys, if we're gonna love the way God showed us, we gotta reach those people that aren't here yet. We gotta reach the people that are struggling right now. Because I have to tell you, love the way that God showed us, it isn't convenient. It's not casual. It's not lazy. It's a battleship. And I know we preach that to you guys all the time here. But if we're gonna love like God first loved us, we are on a mission. And in order to reach that mission, we have to be willing to do whatever it takes. Loving the way that God showed us isn't going to be something that just naturally happens as you're relaxing in your hammock in the sunshine, in the quiet of your own home. Pastor Cherie, you talk to us all the time about rest and hammocks and sunshine. I do. And there's a time and a place for that message. And if you've missed it, I've preached it a whole lot of times, but if you missed it, go to myhopecity.church and you can catch up on what it looks like to rest and to spend time with Jesus, because that's important. But it doesn't change the fact that we are on a mission. We rest so that we can be filled up in order to go out on mission. And that's why it's so important to have that rest every single week, because every single week you're going back out on mission. And if you're not going back out on mission, then what are we doing? Jesus had told us exactly what our mission is. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus came and he told his disciples, "I have been given all authority on heaven and earth. Therefore, go." Everybody say go.
Go.
Everybody say go.
Go.
"And make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all of the commands I have given. And be sure of this: I am with you always, even to the end of the age." That was the last thing that Jesus said before he went back up into heaven. Do you think that it might have been kind of important? Pastor Cherie, you read this to us all the time. I do read it to you all the time. And I promise as your pastor that I will continue to read it to you all of the time so that we don't lose sight of what our mission is. Our mission is to go into all of the world and tell them. And our mission is not done until Jesus comes back. We are on a battleship. We are in the midst of a battle and we are on mission. Creating an environment where people are fully loved means that we're on mission. We're gonna do everything in our power to make sure that no one is left behind. Fully loved means that you are accepted and loved right where you are. It also means that we have work to do. We have work to do here in Hope City towards each other, but we have so much work to do in our communities and in our world. And maybe you're in this room and you're clear back at point number one, where I said you're fully loved by God. Maybe you're in here and you're like, huh, is that true? Am I really fully loved by God? Right where I'm at? Right in this moment? And if that's true, I'm in. Maybe you're in this place and you're like, I've tried to do it on my own. I tried to live right. I've tried to go after my dreams. I've tried all of these things that I'm supposed to do, and I just keep coming up short. And I'm ready to try a different way. That's step number one. And the truth of the matter is that every step after that is just the next step. We talk about this a lot, we're all just taking next steps. Every single day, I'm taking a next step after Jesus.
Thank you again for joining us. We want to give a special shout out to those who pour into the mission here at Hope City. If you want to give to what we're doing, you can find us at myhopecity.church/give. Again, we are so excited that you chose to join us, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.